Here and there, television programs feature women wearing headscarves. The change here is they're just women in headscarves, not seen as anything special, not associated with terrorism or the oppression of women or with Islamist politics. NPR's Netta Ulaby has been asking what this change means.
Especially on cooking shows.
Well done, Nadia.
Thank you so much.
You're the winner of the Great British Bake Off.
The most popular program in Britain, The Great British Bake Off, has a devoted following in the U.S. too. This year's winner, Nadia Hussein, spent 10 weeks whipping up traditional British pastries such as creamhorns and iced buns while wearing a crisp white apron and a traditional black headscarf.
Nadia's triple-layered big fat British wedding cake will feature jewels from her wedding day and saris to complete a red, white and blue theme.
I'm going to fill the cake. I'm going to slice them into three. Mm-hmm.
Hussein's win was widely seen as a triumph of British multiculturalism. And this year, American Muslim women wearing headscarves competed on two primetime Fox reality shows. Amanda Saab, the daughter of Lebanese immigrants, made it halfway through MasterChef.
My grandmother's lamb kafta with a jalapeno-dusted potato and a sumac aioli.
If there's one thing I love, it's kofta.
No pressure, then.
Seriously. Cracking jokes and being creative are not normally how Muslims behave on television, Saab says, especially Muslims in hijab. Nor do you see them cooking bacon.
I cooked pork. For the first time, I cooked bacon during the breakfast challenge, and that wasn't highlighted at all in that episode, but for me, it was huge.
Saab says she decided in advance to cook, although not necessarily eat, anything the show threw at her. And on the reality show Home Free, a Muslim couple with a hijab-wearing wife build and win a house.
This will be Anissa's room.
She'll never leave.
These good-humored, relatable people are far removed, says Professor Evelyn Osultani, from the two kinds of Muslim women you see in scripted television.
Terrorist or CIA agent.
Recently, Osultani's seen an uptick in hijab-wearing characters as featured players in dark terrorism-related dramas. ABC's Quantico has twin sister FBI recruits, and last year, the Showtime drama Homeland featured an analyst whose hijab made her boss suspicious.
You're wearing that thing on your head. It's one big to the people who would have been your coworkers, except they perished in a blast right out there. So if you need to wear it, if you really need to, which is your right, you better be the best analyst we've ever seen.
In a show about Muslims as the enemy, Osultani says this role also lacks nuance.
She is portrayed as a hyper-patriotic woman, and that is her function.
Osultani finds this good-bad binary ultimately dehumanizing.
It just also reveals how basic the level of conversation is that we are having in this country about Muslims.
But this year, Osultani saw a scripted drama with a headscarf-wearing character not about Islamic terrorism. Mr. Robot on the USA Network is about computer hackers. One wears a hijab.
Even if they hack into Steel Mountain, we need to hit China's data center simultaneously.
Maybe in 2016, Osultani says, more three-dimensional Muslim characters in headscarves will show up on our screens. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.